Well, at Wednesday, 12 noon, we will be releasing our preliminary report. It'll be posted almost immediately on the Carter Center website at cartercenter.org, and we hope people will read it because it basically commends the Kenyan people and the electoral management body, the Electoral Commission and Boundary Commission, for its outstanding work and their patience of the voters who stood in line, as you know, for many, many hours in the blazing heat to get their votes cast. It was a peaceful election, and it was a very vibrant election.
Would you say that Kenyans demonstrated maturity in the voting process and being patient during this polling?
Peter, I had colleagues say they haven't seen an election with such long lines, some running in Nairobi to a kilometer or more around town, and so that there was this enormous outpouring of support. And let's hope that the results, when they become known, will lead to the winner showing generosity to the defeated and the defeated accepting with magnanimity the loss, because I think all Kenyans want to move on and have this become the prosperous, stable country that it's always assumed to be, that the 2007 disturbances were an anomaly, a provocation, and that we will be do just fine.
Well, should Africans look at what just happened in Kenya as signs of things to come, particularly this year when other countries will be hosting or holding similar elections?
Well, that's a very good point. This is the first election in 2013 in Africa, and it's certainly a bellwether that we hope proves to be eminently successful. You know, we don't know and won't know the final results until after the paper ballots have been analyzed and validated in the central headquarters of the Independent Electoral and Boundary Commission. And so it's going to be a while, but the television reports here are emulating the American tendency to use the sampling of the immediacy from the around the country of electronic digital for the first time instant reporting that's provisional only, but may arouse public expectations that could be changed as the actual calculations come through, because there have been some problems with this new digital technology. It's been very interesting to watch, but both in terms of the registration process but also the counting process, it's all now electronically done here in Kenya, provisionally though.
With what you have observed and some of your colleague observers have observed so far, what is the overall impression of how the election was conducted and how people conducted themselves during polling despite isolated reported cases of violence here and there?
Well, I think the approval, and let me say, Peter, that we've had the happy experience of coordinating our conversations about this election with the other major observer groups here, the African Union, the East African Community, the European Union, the Great Lakes region, IGAD. They're all here wanting to show solidarity with the democratic spirit exhibited during this election, and they all have seen the same thing that we've seen, which is competency and determination and basically congenial and peaceful goodwill by the vast majority of Kenyans, who may, in fact, top 70% of the registered voters turning out when all the counting's done, that's what the forecast is, to pick a new leader.